90% of startups fail. That's not pessimism, it's reality. Yet some companies defy these odds, transforming from scrappy ideas into industry giants. What separates the winners from the wreckage? The answer isn't better ideas or harder work. It's better measurement. Most founders chase vanity metrics that feel good but drive nothing. They celebrate website traffic while ignoring conversion rates, boast about user signups while hemorrhaging customers through the back door. Lean analytics offers something different, a disciplined framework for knowing what to measure, when to measure it, and how to act on what you discover. Imagine trying to steer a ship while watching 50 different compasses simultaneously. That's how most startups operate, tracking dozens of metrics without knowing which one actually matters. The solution is deceptively simple. Identify your one metric that matters, OMTM, and make it your North Star. This isn't a permanent choice. Your OMTM evolves as your business grows. Early on, it might be customer interview scores. Later, user engagement or revenue per customer. The magic happens when everyone from engineering to marketing wakes up asking the same question: how do we move this number? Consider Moz, the SEO software company. Despite having access to countless analytics, they obsess over net adds, new paid subscribers minus cancellations. This single metric instantly reveals whether their business is growing or shrinking. When their lead investor, Brad Feld, suggested tracking fewer KPIs, it wasn't laziness, it was wisdom. Too many metrics create paralysis, not insight. Startups fail by skipping stages or tracking wrong metrics. Start with empathy, understanding customer pain through observation. Watch for signals. Prospects leaning forward or offering immediate payment reveal problem validity. Next comes stickiness, building products users can't quit. Ignore growth, obsess over retention. Facebook discovered users connecting with 7 friends within 10 days became permanent members. Virality asks whether your product spreads itself. Calculate your viral coefficient, invitation rate times acceptance rate. Above 1.0 means each user brings another. Dropbox rewarded referrers and referees with storage. Revenue follows only after proving stickiness and virality. Monetizing prematurely kills products. Increase revenue through more purchases, higher prices, better retention, and lower costs. Finally, scale means entering new markets and building partnerships. Most startups never reach here. Those that do have mastered every previous stage. Not all businesses are created equal, and neither are their metrics. E-commerce companies obsess over conversion rates and cart abandonment. SaaS businesses live and die by churn and customer lifetime value. Mobile apps track daily active users and monetization rates. Applying e-commerce metrics to a media site is like using a thermometer to measure distance. Technically possible, but utterly useless. BackupFi, a cloud backup provider, narrowed their focus to monthly recurring revenue, MRR, the essence of their subscription model. Their customer lifetime value to acquisition cost ratio of 5 to 6x reflects deep business understanding. Media sites sell attention to advertisers, tracking unique visitors, time on site, and pages per visit. They face a fundamental tension. More ads mean more revenue, but worse user experience. User-generated content platforms like Reddit must convert lurkers into contributors, moving users from viewing to voting to commenting to creating. Each step requires different metrics and interventions. Two-sided marketplaces face the toughest challenge, attracting both buyers and sellers. The secret? Focus first on whoever has the money, usually buyers. Airbnb created traveler demand first, then hosts rushed in to capture that revenue. Growth hacking means using data to find levers that unlock exponential growth. Facebook discovered users who made 7 friends in 10 days became permanent members. They analyzed millions of users to find the pattern separating engaged members from churned accounts, then redesigned onboarding around it. Twitter found similar magic in users who followed certain accounts, with some following back. Circle of Moms founder Mike Greenfield discovered mothers spent 40% more time on the platform and generated 60% more content, an insight that predicted server needs, targeted marketing, and optimized features. The key is finding leading indicators, early signals predicting future outcomes. If users completing a specific first session action are 5 times more likely to become paying customers, obsess over getting new users to complete that action. Every business needs a penny machine, a reliable mechanism producing more money than you invest. The fundamental rule, customer lifetime value must exceed acquisition cost by at least 3 to 1. Spending $100 to acquire customers, generating $120 lifetime value, makes you technically profitable, but practically doomed. No room for error, no fuel for growth, no returns for investors. Parsley learned this lesson painfully. They launched as a consumer newsreader in 2009, pivoted to content recommendation in 2010, and finally found their model as a publisher analytics tool in 2011. Despite positive press and thousands of users, they lacked revenue. Product lead Mike Sukmanowski admitted they had one critical metric missing. That gap almost killed the company. Their salvation came from a fundamental truth. Sometimes you don't need a new product, you need a new market. Most founders assume their product is wrong when growth stalls, but often the product is fine. It's just aimed at the wrong customers. Slack began as a gaming company. Twitter emerged from a podcasting platform. Instagram started as Bourbon, a location-based service. The technology didn't change dramatically, the market did. Solare Restaurante in San Diego demonstrates metric clarity. They track staff costs as a percentage of revenue daily. At 5 p.m., they count reservations, multiply by 5, and know whether to call in extra waiters. Simple, immediate, actionable. That's what good metrics look like. Metrics without benchmarks are just numbers. WP Engine's founder, Jason Cohen, worried about their 2% monthly churn until discovering it was best in class for hosting. Without context, teams waste months chasing impossible goals. The Startup Genome Project analyzed 3,200 high-growth startups and found average performance isn't enough. Average startups have 12 to 19% churn rates, far above the 2 to 5% needed for sustainability. Consumer apps typically break even on each user with a 1-to-1 ratio of customer acquisition cost to lifetime value. Sustainable growth requires at least 3-to-1. Paul Graham argues startups are designed for rapid growth. At Y Combinator, teams track weekly growth rates religiously. 5 to 7% is good, 10% is exceptional, 1% signals serious problems. Industry-specific benchmarks matter. SaaS companies aim for net revenue retention above 100%. E-commerce businesses focus on average order value and cart abandonment. B2B companies measure sales cycle length and lead qualification. Top performers relentlessly optimize these metrics, knowing small improvements compound into massive advantages. As startups mature, data risks becoming an accounting exercise rather than a discovery tool. The metrics that guided your rise can become chains preventing innovation. Data-driven leaders create flatter organizations where facts speak for themselves and empowered employees act on insights without approval laters. To overcome gut instinct resistance, start small with contained problems like churn or conversion rates. Demonstrate value, avoid politically charged issues initially, then expand. Good metrics must be instantly understandable. Overwhelming dashboards create frustration and misdirected focus. Share both data and methodologies to build trust. Create decision-making frameworks for repeatable strategies. Transparency in success and failure breaks down silos. Lean analytics doesn't eliminate intuition. It proves it right or wrong through small experiments. Innovation within established companies requires executive sponsorship, agile teams, and clear success criteria. Microsoft exemplified this by rapidly developing Internet Explorer against Netscape, then transforming Office into Microsoft 365 when Google threatened. Strategic responses guided by data about market threats and customer needs. Lean Analytics replaces hope with measurement, assumptions with evidence, chaos with clarity. Your idea matters, but now you'll know whether it's working, why, and what to do next.